Young man, hi. Can you? Well, you don't have to tell me your name if you don't want to. But can you tell me why you're here today?
I'm Dave, and I'm here today because obviously the G8's coming up, and it's a meeting of all the rich kids and all the rich countries and all the rich businesses, pretty much deciding together how they're going to run the world without everyone else. We're here today to push for a more equal spread of power, a more equal spread of economic resources. Nothing complex, nothing gargantuan. You know, we just want a fairer society, pretty much.
Do you do anything to help, you know, like the society?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I pay tax. I'm not very rich. I mean, this is the point. They've got all the power and all the money. I don't really have much. I'm in a lot of debt. I can't really help people, you know. When I pass a homeless person on the street, I'll give them a few quid. You know, I might go down to my mum's church or something and just help out with the kids or chat to the old people or something. But I don't have, personally, the power or the money to do anything big, to really change things.
So where does your passion come from doing this?
I'm not quite sure. I am sure. I used to be quite liberal, you know, thought the status quo was quite good, but from actually getting out of my small little suburban commuter belt town, Aylesbury, going down to live in Brighton, made me realise that actually a lot of people don't have it very good, that most people are in a pretty difficult situation. They're having things taken away from them, the bedroom tax, all of the cuts to public services. These things that they desperately need are being taken away, and it wasn't from reading books. I mean, that was just part of it, but mostly it was just from going out and looking at what society's like.
And you wasn't pleased with what you saw?
I wasn't happy with what I saw, no.
There's not much, you can't really do much. They've actually hemmed you all in.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm going to be biased as a protester, but all of this hold up here with all the traffic has been caused by the police. We were moving along the streets, you know, so traffic could move through. But, you know, we stopped for 5 minutes to get everyone together, but then they decided to kettle us. They've been picking people off piecemeal.
Do you know how many people have been arrested?
I mean, I'm here on my own, but I've seen a lot of people get arrested, and it's terrifying. You've got these little 15-odd-year-old girls, you know, who can't hurt anyone, and you just see these huge, burly men just grabbing them and chucking them to the floor, and it's terrifying.
You know, well, you look out for yourself, and thanks very much for talking to
me. That's okay. But who are you with?